The main problem is that people have no idea what their rebuilding cost is, and they don't know where to go to get it, and they're not prepared to go and see a chartered surveyor and get that figure. And therefore, they will give their market value of their property, thinking that that probably is good enough.
And how is it calculated by an insurance company when they assess the value of the property against the cost of a rebuild?
What tends to happen is this. There's something called average, and that is a clause in a policy which says if you only insure for 50% of the rebuilding cost of your property, then whatever your claim is, they will only pay out 50% of what your claim is.
So that's going to leave a lot of people out of pocket quite considerably.
It is. I'll give a personal example. My market value of my property is about 460, maybe 500,000. But I worked out, using the Association of British Insurers calculation site, that my property was probably worth, the rebuilding cost was 600,000. And therefore, I would be underinsured if I declared 500,000.
I guess most people would consider that the value, the resale value of their property would probably more than cover the cost of rebuilding.
That certainly was true in the old days when the land that you own, that your property is on, let's say in my case, it was 100,000 to buy the land and £300,000 to build the property. Nowadays, because of the cost of inflation on building materials and the cost of the building trade, it's sadly no longer that way round. It is quite possible that the majority of people are going to be unwittingly underinsured if they think that the market value of their house is what they should insure for.